the expert during Galesburg Live. Got a question? Call 342-9194 now or email WGIL at WGIL.com.
It's Galesburg Live on a beautiful Saturday. Pretty warm one, but beautiful. 76 right now. We go to about 90 today. Shave for the brave. Raises money for our greatest American heroes, our veterans who have served. And they raise money to go on the honor flight of the Quad Cities, to go out to Washington, D.C., to see, to touch that wall, to see those monuments, to have closure. And Crystal Wilson and Justin Johnson from Shave for the Brave are here. Third annual Beards and Brews comes up next Saturday. Events, people are shaving. They come out and they shave their beards. They walk around and they get money from friends and family, and it all goes to the veterans. Tell us about some of the day's events. Tell us about the music that you have, some of the great bands.
Yes. In order, we have Past Curfew. Let me start back at the 4 o'clock. We're going to have the presentation of colors and the 21-gun salute.
Yes. At 4.
Yep. Okay, right great. At 4, as soon as our event starts. Yeah. And that is done by the Abingdon Legion and the Galva Legion, which is nice. So they're going to come together and do it together, which I'm excited about. And then we're going to have the national anthem sung. And then Past Curfew is the first band.
Yeah.
And they are an 80s band that I heard is incredible. I haven't had a chance to hear them, but Aaron Duke is from
Galesburg. Old radio pal.
Yeah. And they've donated their time. And then we have Dan and Austin, and they're a two-person acoustic band that are great. Austin was there last year with us, and they're donating their time again. The Rockin' Papas, which is Chris Poston's band.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's great to have him there, as much support as we have from the Galesburg radio station. And Chris Poston's band will be taking the stage. And then we're going to have Missy Vale sing the national anthem.
Is Missy coming out?
She is. She's coming to do it for us.
That's awesome.
So she's doing the national anthem right before Staggered.
The girl's got pipes. I can't wait to give her a hug.
She does. She does. Awesome. And she's great. She's got two kids and busy, but she wants to take her time and come out and do the national anthem for
us. Her husband's military. She's got military in her life. Yeah.
I'm really excited about that. She's super nice. And then we have our main band, Staggered, which is a country cover band that is just incredible. And they're from the Warsaw, Illinois, like Fort Madison area.
They played for you so many times. Their name is actually Staggered, in parentheses, Shave for the Brave.
Right.
Rock
they're
for
great
the Brave.
Guys.
Yeah.
They're great guys.
They're awesome. You have a party bus there, too, if people want to travel to other bars. Is that right, Justin?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
the party bus is going to make some strategic stops around town and make a loop back to the back to the fairgrounds.
Just for people to stretch their legs and have a blast.
Yeah. Don't worry about driving out. We'll take care of that. You know, you go to your favorite establishment. We're going to be at Cactus Country. We're going to be at Corner Connection, the Corral, and then the Holiday Inn Baymont area there off Main.
Yeah.
So it should help everyone, you know, be safe.
Yeah, Crystal, what is that added element you added this
year? It is free.
Yeah.
And all ages can ride it, even though it is a 40-passenger party bus.
Yeah.
It is completely free for all ages to ride.
Right.
There might be some beverages on it
for
people to partake in.
Not your driver, of course.
Not the driver, of course. But it is fine. Obviously, not under 21 can drink.
Yeah,
but anyways, and that's a free loop. The last time that it goes back to all the stops is 12:40, around when our event's done.
Okay,
so it'll pick you up and drop you back off at the bars to get a local cab maybe in Galesburg to go home, so it's safe.
Yep, first point, Cactus Country at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Who's filling my belly up at Shave for the Brave?
Oh, Beards we have some Bruce. Great food vendors. We have Beb Bledsoe. Yeah. And Carrie, her daughter-in-law.
They're amazing.
Yep. We have Coney Island, and we have Karen Cabrera coming out to do her tacos.
Nice.
I cannot wait to try her Mexican.
Well, I've heard her daughter, Alyssa, say that a taco night at their house is pretty amazing, so she's going to bring them out to everybody.
Yep, and well, they do baby feet, and I go to
Walk
that
for
event.
For baby feet for,
yep.
for and people who have lost their child and
Yep,
in birth.
And they auction off Karen's tacos, and it goes for crazy money.
It does.
I've always wanted to be like, yes, come to my house and make tacos for me, but I'm excited to try her food. And then we also have one of our largest sponsors, Big Cat's Barbecue,
of course
is going to be out there doing their amazing barbecue.
And Knoxville Zone.
Yep, we have Marco's Pizza. We have Mercantile Ice Cream. We've got a popcorn vendor, cupcakes,
Motorcycle show too, from 4 to 8.
Motorcycle show is really important. At 6:30, we'll be doing the judging, and we have trophies, and that's completely free to put your motorcycle in.
Yeah.
And it can be any kind of motorcycle.
Yeah. That's great.
And that's the Blue Knights putting that on.
And a shave event. If you've got a beard, you just got to raise $100. And Crystal Wilson just said, are you going to shave? I've got 5 o'clock shadow, Justin, is the best I ever do. How about you?
Facially hair challenge. Yeah.
I won't be growing a beard anytime soon.
Let's
I don't know how I'm going to get any length, but you said, are you going to shave? And I said, all I got is this Don Johnson going on here. I can't get any more. And then I left the studio and I came back in. This was just a few minutes ago. And she threw me a $50 bill. So are you telling me I just need $50 more and I can do it?
That's right.
All right. So I'm going to get
a challenge.
I'll get a real shave up in the chair.
Yep.
And then I can go out into the crowd and I get some more money.
Yep, and I can hold your video camera because we thank you so much for doing the videography for us. So I'll hold it.
Broadcasting live with FM 95 like I was last year and filming this event just to give you footage for whatever you needed for. I know you got some exciting things coming up as Shave for the Brave branches off. You're on Paula Sands Live soon too.
When? I am on Wednesday.
Okay, Channel 6?
Channel 6, yep. And I want to say it's like 2:30 or
3.
I have to be there like at 2, so I think it's like 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be having another gentleman with me who is one of the participants shaving.
Okay. Nice.
His name is Stan, and I met him because he was a guardian on our flight. And now, from being a guardian for another veteran, I had never met him.
Yeah.
He understood who we were and wants to shave, and so he contacted us and he's shaving for us. So I'm having him come, and he's on Guardian again on the flight on June 8th because they actually have a flight going out of the Quad Cities.
And on August 12th, Shave for the Brave once again will be at Backrow Music Festival. That's exciting, and more exciting news, some of it which we can't talk about exactly, on Shave for the Brave. How do you see growth? We have a couple minutes left. In 10 years, where do you want Shave for the Brave to be?
Next year. No, I'm just kidding. I want to help more veterans. I mean, we want to start other chapters of Shave for the Brave.
Yeah.
If we can do what we've done here in Galesburg, what else can we do in another city, in another small town?
Yeah.
So we are looking to expand and start other chapters, and that takes a lot of work and time, but we're in the works of it.
Yep.
And we just got invited to do the Muddy Fest, M-U-D-D-Y, the Muddy Fest.
Yes.
And it's on Centennial Park, and it's on Father's Day weekend, which is, June 16th and 17th. It's a Friday and Saturday, and we've been asked to be part of that event as well.
So. I hope you are so inspired by Crystal Wilson and her story, and Justin Johnson was inspired that they were helping veterans, so that's why he got on the board, but that Crystal just wanted to do something. She actually told me once on the air she had guilt that she didn't serve in the military, and she had a whole line of family members who did, and that's why you did it. So if you want to do it, and whether it's for veterans or not, just do it. And because that's what you did. You put your head down. You got a great team, and you're pulling this off. And $84,000 later and one full flight of veterans to Washington, D.C. Girlfriend, you got it going on.
Well, and I want to thank everybody on our committee. We have a strong, strong support from a graphic designer, Christina Langdon, to Bill Gaither, our photographer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's all these people in the background that helped me, you know, achieve this.
Do it. Yeah.
As well as our board and our other committee members. It's all of our volunteers that make this happen.
Yeah.
And our event is completely free. So there's no reason you can't come out to it.
Knox County Fairgrounds.
Yep. And it's free because of our top sponsors.
Yeah.
We have to raise money. There's expenses when we put on an event. And I want to thank Midwest Bank, Big Cats Barbecue, and G&M Distributors. Those are our largest sponsors. There's many more that I can't say on air. We'd still be on another hour. But those are our three platinum sponsors. So
Knox County Fairgrounds next week, and in a world full of superheroes that we can look up to, and they're great to go see on the big screen. The real superheroes, great American heroes, are our veterans, and that's why we're helping. That's the only reason you need to come out, and then all the fun that you can have. 4 o'clock it starts at the Knox County Fairgrounds next Saturday, and like she said, absolutely free. Justin Johnson, thanks. It was great to meet you, brother.
Thank you,
again,
Eric.
I think we've ran into each other before, but this is officially the first time, so we've actually spent some time together. And Crystal Wilson, I hope your wiener dog wins a lot of awards down at it's a wiener dog race?
It's a wiener dog race in Burlington, Iowa for the Humane Society in Des Moines County.
Do you ever take a day off?
No. Tomorrow, I'm Done. Well, and my phone doesn't work, so I can't answer anything right now.
Thanks for joining us on Galesburg Live today. Justin Johnson, Crystal Wilson, you guys have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
901 and 76 out there as we go to 88 today. It's Galesburg Live. Thanks for joining us this morning on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.